Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 105 of Active Reload. It's a video game podcast. We're going to talk some video games. Borderlands 4 came out, and it's lots of good with lots of bad.
That's kind of sucks.
The weird thing is, it's a lot of bad. It's a good game, but everything around it is kind of making it look worse.
Yeah.
Wolverine game. Remember that trailer?
Yeah.
From 2021?
There's a leak.
It was a real trailer. They showed the it was a real trailer, okay. But it was like a less than a minute long trailer. It didn't show anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was just him with the little claws out.
I thought you were talking about the actual leaks,
No, no, no. Okay. But it lives. The Wolverine game lives, ladies and gentlemen.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, I know, right? We'll talk about that a little bit, and then we'll get to a pretty big release week. Talk about some of the games.
It's going
to
be like that every week.
Yep. We're into the fall season. Hey, welcome to the show. Like, follow, subscribe. Comment. All right, let's get things started with our favorite CEO. Is he a CEO?
Yeah.
Or is he's the Gearbox CEO?
Gearbox,
all right. Yeah. Our favorite Gearbox CEO in all the land, Randy Pitchford. Would you say we were clowning on him a little bit last week? Because we were talking about Borderlands 4 release.
Yeah.
And Randy Pitchford kind of has this weird, like, idealistic vision of how video games operate, I think. Everything's perfect.
I don't think he has a pulse on...
Yes.
On...
agreed.
Consumers, especially PC.
He reminds me of... And this is kind of like, I guess... what's the phrase? Behind baseball or whatever you do. Behind the scenes type thing. But he reminds me of like a coach at a college football coach or something like that.
Okay.
That is older, that has no idea how NIL works or any of that stuff. And it's like, the game's passed you by, man. Like, you got to move on. You got to get with the program.
Can he put together a good team? So that's my thing about Randy Pitchford.
Yeah.
I think he puts together a good team, not when it comes to bug squashing or
performance. Nobody does, though, right now.
But I don't think anybody does anymore. But I think he might be able to get a game out under budget, on time, possibly. And maybe that's why Lee Zelnick, the head of 2K, doesn't fire this guy, because anybody else would have been.
Yeah.
He also does.
He's got a long leash.
He also does seem like, to me, I'm not going to rag on him so much. He seems like a lovable, goofy guy. I bet he's pretty cool to hang out with. I think he's just real far from the pulse of what especially PC gamers expect.
Right.
As well as video game reviewers, too, which I'll get into later.
Well, I think it's more also, it's not just PC. I think it's just kind of what everybody expects from video game. So one of the things, because I've been playing this game. I'm up to about a level 15 right now in the world.
And you like it better than 3.
I do. I enjoy it better than 3 already. There are some very confusing things that Gearbox seemingly did not decide to do. There's no FOV slider, which has been
that's insane.
It's the year 2025. We don't have an FOV slider. That's crazy. You can't turn motion blur off. That's crazy. In the year 2025. How is that possible?
It's 60 frames, though, right?
It's at 60 frames. There have been, of course, there are some bugs that really chug it down to a chop. Me and my brother were playing it, and there was a decent amount of the game. Not a decent amount. Probably we went about half an hour. We were getting sub 30.
Okay, that's
and we were good. Like, what is going on? There's no way the game is supposed to play this way.
Are you playing on Xbox?
Yes. And we both have Series X's. We initially thought that this was just something that we were going to have to live with. We were like, this is going to be awful. Like, there's no way we're going to be able to finish this. But then we restarted the game and it was running fine at 60. So I think it was just a bug that capped, or I don't know what happened. It just capped the frames or whatever.
It was just chugging along. And it's
it was weird. It felt like it was just trying to catch up.
When it comes to the motion blur, if it's stuck at 30, a lot of people use motion blur to
make it seem like it's faster. Make it
so you don't throw up all over the place.
But
when
60.
You're at 60 and you can't get rid of it,
it doesn't make any sense.
It just would blur it. It just looks bad. You don't need
Well, and it looks especially bad with the style they're going for with the cell shade.
Yeah.
I think it looks better without motion blur.
I don't think this game is like a graphical powerhouse. I don't know why. It definitely seems like, from my point of view, that it could run on mid-gen cards, like a 20 series and 30 series, is which everybody's having a problem with. He does say, why don't you just turn on DLSS? First of all, I got a new computer. I've been using DLSS for a couple of things just because I want to try it.
It's for the uninitiated.
It's I don't know what it stands for, what the acronym is for. Maybe producer Steve knows.
Something shell shade or no. Not shell shade.
But it's it helps frame rate. It's frame generating. And it will it'll make it smoother for you at the expense of like input lag and stuff. And from my experience using it, yeah, I don't like playing with input lag, especially with the mouse. With the joystick, I can handle it. But with the mouse, that's I don't like that at all. I'd rather play at low or medium settings.
I think it's going to blend the it's going to know what's going to happen. And it's going to blend those frames together and kind of like AI compute.
Yes.
What's about to happen and give it to you without processing that raw through your processor.
It's called deep learning super sampling is Thank what you. It's called or what it stands for.
So it's AI frame generating. And he does say, Pitchford, you know, why don't you turn this on? You guys got to get over your him when he says stuff like this is so demeaning. Like get over your the fact that you don't like DLSS. But the thing is, most people who have the problems with the PC port, because it seems like a PC port.
Yeah.
It's on the 20 and the 30 series, which don't have DLSS.
The GTX, the frame, their graphics cards.
Yes.
Okay, right.
So he has to know that, right?
No.
I'm guessing he doesn't.
No, I don't think he does.
He's way off the pulse of his own game.
I would hope he knows that, because that is like, you would think that they do some sort of, I guess not surveying, but monitoring what sort of stuff is being put out, like, or what the game or what the gamers have from the games that they're playing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I know what you mean,
but I don't know. But I don't know how they track that stuff.
To me, to the consumers, I'm guessing, I know for a fact, it seems like a crutch that developers are using, or maybe just CEOs are using to be like, we haven't really put our game out with max performance for everybody,
right?
It's under what's the word?
Performing?
It's under, whatever. Yeah, it's underperforming on these mid-gen cards. So at least you got DLSS. I don't know.
Well, what they should have said was like, hey, our game is so powerful that modern computers can't handle it yet.
I think he did say something like that. Basically, he said that. He said it's
I don't believe it.
The quote was, it's a premium game made for premium gamers.
Which, that came off awful.
Yeah.
Like, his sales team and marketing team is like, okay, that's just... Let's go back to the closet now.
I'm actually curious if Gearbox has a publicist, and if they do, like, if they have contact with Randy Pitchford.
I'm glad that they don't, because...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is a great story, but... I just have a problem with big AAA games this year, Monster Hunter being the other one.
Yeah.
Monster Hunter sold 10 million copies in the first month, so are they going to learn the lesson? Are you, the consumer, going to learn the lesson? Like, these... they're not going to run well.
Well, the thing is, we've shown time and time again, us as a community of video game people have kind of shown just time and time again, we know this isn't going to run well, but guess what? We don't buy it anyways. That's all that matters. We're going to buy it. And that's unfortunately kind of the state of things.
We're going to pre-order it.
We're going to pre-order it.
I don't think that happens all the time, because...
I think for the big game, that's how they get away with it. Monster Hunter.
They didn't do it with like Battlefield. They didn't do it with...
Yeah. There were other problems with Battlefield, though. Like, Battlefield 6, if it comes out and it still runs like garbage, even though the beta showed it was running fine. Yeah. But if it runs like garbage, I don't think it's going to matter.
No, that's not going to matter at this point. But it does affect sales a couple times. I mean, Monster Hunter, in that situation, they haven't even come close to hitting a million sales after their 10 million in the first month. Like, no one's buying that game because it's still running like crap. But, you might be right.
I mean, 10 million's...
They're like fine with that.
Yeah, I mean, they're like, all right, we did it.
That's what drives me crazy. And what did he also say about...
He said, code your own engine and show us how it's done, please.
Yes, that. He's like, I think we did
that. That's so funny.
It's called Hollow Knight Silksong.
Yeah, there's plenty of examples.
And I bet it is going to outsell your game.
But this is like a rant I currently have. Watching E3s and all the stuff... Sometimes the tech people should program the game and not talk to the consumers firsthand.
Oh, yeah.
And then let the marketing team and let the beautiful people do their stuff and talk to everyone.
Well, I don't know. I like that.
This is coming off really negative.
I like that he wants to talk about it. And he has, I saw the IGN article. He has like made it more clear. He's talked a lot. And so if you read the whole thing, it doesn't sound so brash.
Right.
It's just pulling out quotes.
It's not like he's just like screaming and yelling because you don't like the game. It does come from a sense of trying to be helpful.
Yes, but he is getting frustrated.
Right. And we've all been there. Randy, we get it. All right. Here's what I will say. Put down the phone. Get the hell off the internet for a little bit, please, man. Just go away for a little bit. Come back. Take a deep breath, you know.
I don't have
stock. Don't you all have cell phones?
Yeah.
Don't you? That's what it seems like. I don't have stock on Gearbox or 2K, so it doesn't bother me that much. But
does Gearbox have a stock?
2K?
No, yeah, 2K does. Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. I'm glad that the game is good, but I'm not going to buy it on my new PC.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah. I mean, I would recommend playing it. Like, I that's the thing is, like, I'm hearing Randy Pitchford say all this stuff, and I'm like, man, I like you, question mark, but
he looks cuddly.
That's he's it. Just like I appreciate the fact that he's passionate about it. Like, he really cares and wants people to enjoy his game, but it's coming off as you're kind of being pompous about it, you know?
I feel the same way about the, I don't know why we didn't see this in the video game reviews. They're all nines and eights.
Yeah.
But maybe they're playing on high end.
Definitely. I mean,
hardware,
right? There's this IGN video right here that's Borderlands 4 Vault Boss gameplay on RTX 5090 4K max settings.
So you need to be playing, like, if you're going to review this for people, you need to be playing on a 30 series, somewhere in the middle where 70% of PC users are on the 20 and 30 series.
And they do source this IGN, not that video, but this article about Randy Pitchford. They do source the Digital Foundry review.
What do they say?
I mean, they said it shows significant stutter problems and have advised against running the game on its quote unquote badass graphics settings.
Which is the ultra settings.
Right. The max settings.
Yeah, which I never do.
Yeah. I mean,
unless the game's 10 years old.
There's not a lot of, there's almost no one that can do that. Like, there's not a lot of people that have that sort of rig.
When it comes to Unreal Engine 5, it's a disaster this generation.
You know what makes me nervous? We thought Cyberpunk was a disaster when that first came out. Witcher running on Unreal Engine 5, Witcher 4. Like, that first reveal was very, very nice, but I'm getting a little nervous.
I don't think it's Epic's fault, Unreal's fault.
No.
I think that they're developing from the top down. So they're like, we're going to make it for a 50 series or a new 60 series that'll come out in a couple of years. And then we're going to bring it down to a 30. I think they need to start in the middle and then bring it up to scale it.
Do you ever, so I think an example of this is if you ever go into like a shoe store, or actually let's go to a car place.
I go to shoe stores all the time. If you have in size 13, give it to me.
Well, no, if you go to a car, like a car website, you go to Chevy.com and you're like, man, this Camaro looks really cool. What if I just put all these different colors on here and see how much it costs? Ooh, racing stripe, let's add that on there. Yeah. Can I get spinners on these wheels too? And it's like, you know, it's $130,000 by the end of it. They're just saying, all right, send it. Let's do that. But instead of breaking it down and be like, all right, let's start here, actually, instead of adding all the significant other stuff on to
the
end.
And the opposite of that spectrum is this Xbox Series S.
Yeah, Microsoft, maybe their biggest mistake since the Xbox One was being like, hey, we'll release a worse version of our premium console. Granted, it's probably made them a lot of money.
I wouldn't doubt that the reason why there's no FOV slider is because of the Series S.
I think there's...
I don't, that's lazy.
I don't know if that's the... Yeah.
I don't know.
Randy clearly was like, I don't want to put it in there because I don't think it's good for gaming or something. He had some sort of righteous reason to do it. But I do think there's an argument to be made that games are releasing worse because they have to somehow appeal to the Series S.
Definitely.
That's a problem. Yeah. I think that was a massive mistake by Xbox. And honestly, not a massive mistake for them because they've probably made an ungodly amount of money. It's definitely the better version selling console-wise.
Definitely.
Horrible naming system. Let's stop Microsoft.
I really get that's a horrible name because most people are going to be confused on what the heck we're talking
about. Not the One X or the One S, the Series S, guys.
You know how many people went out and bought an Xbox One?
So many.
S, thinking it was a Series S and got the wrong one
because
for Christmas.
They were like, what's the cheaper one?
Yeah, exactly.
And that is cheaper. Also, we do sound a little hypocritical, even though we're not. Because
I mean,
Randy is also saying the same thing. This game's a premium game for premium players and buyers. That's I guess a Series X would be a premium system for
it's a premium product, sure.
But it's a little different. I still think a 30 series graphics card, NVIDIA graphics card, right, is more or just as powerful as a Series X.
But the difference is like,
wait, maybe more. I don't
know. If we look at like the what is it, the grandfathering in period for these consoles, like the 360, or Microsoft stopped making stuff for the original Xbox 2 years into the 360, maybe less than that. They're like, all right, you guys all have this by now. If not, yeah, you're being left behind.
About a year.
Like, yeah. We're sorry. We're not making stuff for this anymore. Yeah. It's
Splinter Cell.
So far past that now. It's kind of ridiculous. Like, and the Series S is quote unquote the in upgrade, I guess, but not really. Like, if you look at a lot of the specs and everything, it's closer to a 1X, which was released during the one cycle in like 2017, 2018.
So my nephew plays, I can't remember what game it was. It's a Star Wars game, I think.
Roblox. Oh.
Was playing on a Series S.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the same game on a 1X.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were looking at it, and my 1X looked exactly like the Series X version.
Yeah.
Series S.
Series version. S version, yeah.
Oh my God, sorry about that.
Is it one of the Jedi games?
I don't know. I think so. Yeah. I remember being like, this doesn't look like an upgrade at all. You could have just bought a 1X. Right. And the games that are exclusive for the series, you could have just streamed it if you had Game Pass.
Right. I don't know why. It's one of the more confusing
and fast internet.
Confusing things that Xbox has done. And the thing is, it's not confusing for them because they've made a ton of money. Like, they made a lot of money selling that console.
I don't know, but console gaming is getting as complicated or even more so than PC gaming.
Well, this is
probably going to get worse and worse.
Well, but the thing is, though, like, PlayStation very clearly has a vision. They have Yote coming out in 15 days.
Yeah.
And it's going to be PS5 only and PC.
Yeah.
That's it.
But it's
also, and it's going to be a gorgeous game, more than likely.
Also, don't forget, it's on a PS5 Pro.
Yeah, but
it's going to have,
like, the PS5 is such a higher upgrade from the PS4 versus the 1X or even the 1 to the Series S.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know,
other than software, it's practically the same.
Right. It's just I don't know. It's confusing. I don't know why they do this.
Let's go like Xbox 3, Xbox 3.5, Xbox 4. I don't know why
they just never did that because they didn't want to compete with the PlayStation 3 when they were on their second version of their Xbox.
Yeah. Is that why they ended up changing?
That's how it ended up. So that's why it was 360.
And it's a better name.
One, which was terrible because everybody called the original Xbox the Xbox One.
Right.
They all wanted it all
in one. It was the all-in-one, yeah.
And the entertainment system.
Stupid. Oh, and that backfired tremendously.
I think that's when, I don't know. I'm making a bunch of assumptions, but I think that's when Microsoft heads started to get involved into Xbox.
Oh, well, that's why everybody got fired after the One came out because it was such a disaster of a release. All right, Borderlands. That's the thing.
It's a good game.
Through all this, I enjoy it. Yeah, I'm having a good time playing it on console. I'm having fun co-op. I don't think it's... I think it's better than 3. I mean,
it better be better than 3.
Yeah, I get that solo bar.
But also remember, Borderlands 3 came out with a broken menu system. Remember how laggy that was?
Yeah.
Opening the map and stuff?
That's the other thing. I don't remember if there was an FOV slider in Borderlands 3. I can't remember.
Probably wasn't.
I don't know.
There's also Unreal Engine 4, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember. All right, let's move on. Shout out to Randy Pitchford.
Shout out to Lee Zelnick for having patience with
our boy,
with a dude,
our guy. Yeah, he knows us very well. I think
our boy.
He's never heard of us in our entire lives.
Lee Zelnick comments all the time. Just pay attention.
Pay attention to the comments, and you'll see him down there.
You will.
You know what's crazy? If he's actually commented on this one, on this episode, he's like, hey, guys.
Thanks. That's my boy.
Everyone say hi in the comments.
Yeah.
Say hi to the Lee. All right. Wolverine. Guys, this game does exist. Insomniac. They were coming off a heater. Spider-Man PS4 came out. They announced Spider-Man PS5 is right around the corner. And they also threw in this little bad boy here of a trailer. If you're listening, watch the show. I wish there was some way you could see this trailer. But it was just this trailer. And everybody lost their freaking minds when they saw it. Because they're like, we're getting a Wolverine game. And this is all we've seen of it since then. It's been 4 years since this trailer was released.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people gave up on it. There was a leak. Yeah, I and there was a like a... I guess, a calendar breakdown of what releases to expect. But yeah. Then that passed. There was no Spider-Man DLC or whatever either. That was expected as well. That never ended up happening. I think that, honestly, that leak ended up hurting them, I think, a lot more than they're willing to admit. I think they were, like, really upset about that leak. So they kind of changed a lot of what was supposed to be.
That great.
Yeah, nothing, I mean,
you don't want... It looked like Spider-Man.
And here's the thing. Spider-Man... I like Spider-Man. I love Spider-Man. I think those games are great.
I just can't.
Second one's okay.
But I can't get into anything Marvel anymore. It's just like, it's passed me by.
So here's the thing. To me, this should have been their next step.
I can do Punisher.
Yeah, sure.
But
Daredevil would be very cool. Can you imagine?
How would you be able to play as Daredevil?
You just do everything sound. It's all acoustics. It's all acoustics. There's no visuals. That'd be cool as hell.
I mean, you could do something interesting. Yeah.
It's better than getting a Deadpool VR game. I'd rather be dead.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I didn't.
That was probably the worst trailer I've ever seen in my entire life.
Awful. We need to stop with the Deadpool stuff. That's one where I'm like, all right, we're done with this. Please.
I would really like it. There was a great Punisher game on the original Xbox and PS2, and it was kind of a Mad Max style gameplay.
That sounds great.
But it was awesome.
That sounds great.
There was no bullet time or anything, but it was still a third-person shooter.
Did he do bullet time? Is that a thing that Punisher does?
No. Oh. I said, unlike Max Payne, he didn't
do. Oh, you said Mad Max.
Did I say Mad Max?
Yeah, I was like, ooh. What? Wait a minute, driving game?
I did what Punisher? This guy does all the time.
What do you mean?
Max Payne.
Yeah.
It was a Max Payne-like game.
Oh, okay. I was like...
Third-person shooter.
I was so confused. I was like,
my brain hurts.
I was like, is there bullet time in Mad Max and stuff?
Yeah, I'll cut it all out.
All right. Yeah, so this, I'm excited for this. Well, I've never been a huge Wolverine head, I'll be honest with you. That's not been one of my go-tos when it comes to, like, I never saw any of the original X-Men movies.
I did.
You know.
The original X-Men movie was, like, the start of...
The 2000, yeah.
X-Men was movie. The start of it all.
But that was, from what I understand, not a very good movie either.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
Okay, all right.
The more impressive thing was, and the only thing I've really liked about Wolverine and the X-Men in 20 years... 30 years, is the fact that Hugh Jackman is a great Wolverine.
He's incredible. The quintessential Wolverine.
Yeah, it's perfect. There couldn't have been a better actor to play him.
Yeah, there's nobody like...
Or to model after.
There's maybe not anybody else that I imagine like as a superhero character more than just Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. He's the guy. But yeah, I've never been... I think a game version of this... And they've made, like... There was the X-Men Origins Wolverine game.
That was like a God of War type of game.
Yeah, very, very... And honestly, probably better than the movie, because the movie... I have seen that movie.
Never.
Freaking garbage. the game looks kind of good.
Pay me to watch a Marvel movie.
Come on, that one's... you saw Logan.
Yeah, that one's
Logan's great.
It's a great
incredible movie.
But it's less of a superhero movie.
It's much more of a... Hey, Wolverine's dying.
It's a Western. It's basically Shane. It's the movie Shane.
My name's James.
Whatever.
So yeah, they announced this. They slated it to a 2026 release. That's right around the corner. That's literally in 4 months.
No way.
Isn't that weird to think about?
Did you just say that?
Yeah. 2026 right around the corner.
In 4 months?
They're not releasing this January 1st, 2026. But 2026 is right around the corner.
But when you say it like that.
Yeah.
What happened in 2025?
You know what? It's gone.
Throw 2025 in the dumpster and let's just start over.
Let's start over.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I've had a great year. I like 2025.
Dude, you're celibate.
I'm celibate?
No, that's not the word I'm trying to think of.
I'm not.
You're shooting blanks. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
What? Are you calling me old?
Venom spinoff is also supposed to follow this. A Venom game. You know what I loved a lot about Spider-Man 2? The Venom scenes. I'm being sarcastic.
Well, wait, I don't understand. It's supposed to follow closely after Wolverine?
Yeah, this is what I'm telling you. I think they're trying to do MCU style in video game form.
It's almost confirmation that Insomniac is now the Marvel studio at Sony.
It is. Absolutely. I 100% believe that. They put Venom in Spider-Man 2. It wasn't great. I don't think Venom's very interesting.
We're not going to get a Resistance game.
I don't think. Even people that like Resistance are like... Yeah, it's dead. Speaking of, sorry, I have to bring this up. I forgot to add this to the thing. Hold on.
Oh my God, what were we talking about?
Hold on, let me pull it up. Just pause just a second here. Let me pull it up here. Respawn made another crazy tweet. that looked like...
Oh, no, we're going to talk about Titanfall?
Yep. Yep. We did it again. Oh, I fell for it again.
Going on the worst.
Sorry. But there was a...
Site.
There was a tweet that they put out that everybody was freaking out about. I can't find it, but it blew everybody's mind. Everybody started getting excited. Oh, people
were freaking out on Reddit? No way.
No, but like in a way that, oh my God, could it be? Is it actually going to show up? Titanfall 2? And it was... Here we go. Begin burst feed transmission. Years of battle have taken their toll. We can regenerate you at a cost. You will have to re-earn your experience all over again in battle. When you awaken, you will respond as a next generation pilot. Would you like to go to the next generation? Y/N. End burst feed transmission.
They're just trolling you.
That's Respawn, guys. They tweeted that, and everybody was like, oh my God, it's here.
It's not going to happen.
The hype was real.
I saw it, and the hype
was not real.
I actually like Titanfall 2. I think it's one of the last very great first-person shooters.
But say they come out to Titanfall 3, and it just is not good. And lets
and it's everyone like down. Jedi?
Yeah.
It probably won't. I mean, if Titanfall 3 ever did come out, it would not be as high. Like, our expectations would be way too high.
Expectations are already through the
roof. Yeah, they're already
through. It would have to have a very good multiplayer.
Zampella's gone.
No, he's not gone. He's at EA.
Yeah, but he's doing DICE now. He's not doing Respawn.
Well, I mean,
he's specifically with DICE.
No, I mean, I think they brought him in to make DICE some money.
No, they brought him in to make Battlefield.
I don't think
so. He's not gonna
be stuck with Battlefield. No way.
Of course, why not? That's their best selling franchise.
That's like he went from Titanfall to Apex to Battlefield. He'll keep moving around.
But all with EA. He's at the peak now.
Let's go. Medal of Honor. Act to Activision, which is Call of Duty, to Respawn,
yeah,
to Apex at but Respawn.
Next for Vince.
Battlefield, he's going to keep moving.
Next, Madden. How about that?
I mean, if he took over Madden.
That'd be crazy.
I would love it. Imagine if he designed a Madden campaign. I'd buy it.
What you're saying right now is absolutely insane.
That's who I would hire.
What is the Madden campaign? What would that be
like? I don't know. Something written by Zampella and organized by him, because the guy seems to make a game work.
But we did a 2K Spike Lee joint, and it actually was pretty good. That was fun.
I like sports games with stories. I played Fight Night Champion again, and I played the whole story.
Yeah, that was good.
From beginning to end in one sitting, and it's awesome.
You have to fight. Who's the guy at the end?
I can't remember.
Is he the guy that came from UFC or whatever?
No.
No,
he has no affiliation with MMA or anything like that. It was, I just forgot.
He's in one of the MMA games, though.
He's in the UFC 4 game.
Yes. Forgot his name is.
I can't remember.
Iceman? Is it something like that?
No.
Let's move on.
It's Chuck Liddell.
All right. Releasing this week. Skate.
Oh, notable games releasing this week?
And after that, Deep Rock Galactic Survivor. We're not going to talk about Skate. We talked about it 3 weeks in a row now.
So. I played it for 1 hour today. I'll talk about it later.
And guess what? It's like Skate.
Yeah, it's something.
It's like Skate. Who would have thought? Deep Rock Galactic Survivor. This is like the top-down version of their Deep Rock Galactic game. Very popular.
Yeah.
People love Deep Rock Galactic.
Oh, man.
Never played it in my life.
Oh, it's great.
I've heard it's amazing.
Super great.
Heard it's amazing.
When I saw this headline that you wrote down here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be like a survival game.
I think this is a survival game.
But it's a top-down.
It's top-down.
Yeah. Diablo-style game.
It's like Hades, but rock out.
You know? I wanted to get almost an extraction survival type of.
I think this looks fantastic.
Isn't that what Deep Rock Galactic? It's an extraction style. You're sort digging?
Yeah.
It's more of a. Yeah, I guess.
Is it a roguelite?
Digging game?
I would say so.
Okay. This looks like. I mean, this is a stupid comparison, but that looked like League to me. Every one of these just looks like League in a worse version.
I think it looks like Diablo mining.
Yeah.
It just looks like
Deep Rock Galactic.
People are going to freak, though.
A different
perspective. People love Deep Rock Galactic.
I mean, I like it. It's a cool game.
A very unfortunate string of words that make me want to say something else, but.
Deep. Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, you got it.
You did say it.
I did say it, but I whispered. You didn't hear that. Deep Rock Galactic. Dangerous game there. Followed by something else they call me, Dying Light the Beast.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Dying Light the Beast.
Yeah, finally. I'm actually very excited for this game.
Me too.
And here's the thing. They might fool me again, all right?
Yep.
They took me out. They bring me back in. You know why? They got Kyle Crane back. He's back in here. It's been 13 years, literally, in the game. and now he's back. He's going to have all his beast abilities because that's what happens at the end of the following. Spoiler alert. Sorry. Does anybody know what happened at the end of 2?
No.
Because I don't. I didn't play through that game. This looks... I'm so excited for this. I want to play the hell out of this game. Looks awesome. I want to be Kyle Crane again, jumping around and doing cool stuff.
This looks terrifying.
It is. It's
you've never heard of these games?
Have you ever played Dying Light?
No. Oh, Dying Light's it's awesome. It's got a great gimmick where when the sun goes down, it becomes like a lot more survival horror game.
You're a parkourist. That's what you are, essentially.
A really good movement in these games. But the first one was so much better than the second one.
And the second one, the thing that happened was... I mean, they ended up cutting a lot of stuff. That was the big thing. Because there were supposed to be factions that you could split off of. And so I remember the E3 trailer, and it was like the coolest looking thing I've ever seen. And it's nothing like the E3 trailer.
Yeah.
It's just a totally completely different game, which, you know, kind of makes me nervous about this one, too.
And this is a standalone full price game?
This is a standalone. I don't know if it's full price. It is a standalone, though. It's back from your it's to me, this feels like the sequel to the first one.
Yeah.
What should be the sequel to the first one? Because they kind of leave off on a cliffhanger after the following, which is the DLC for the first one.
Also standalone.
Yeah, standalone and a honestly very good DLC.
Great.
Awesome DLC.
One of the best.
Yeah. And they kind of leave it on a cliffhanger because you come out and like the canon ending is you come out and you're like...
You're a beast.
You're a...
Spoilers.
A beast. So I'm excited for this. I want to play the video game and I can't wait.
Yeah, me too.
Can't wait. This game comes out the 19th. So, is that right? 18th, excuse me, which is Thursday? Yeah, Thursday.
Oh my gosh, there's so many games.
Next.
Arctic Awakening. I've never heard of this game.
Arctic Awakening looks, you know what it reminds me of when I watch this?
Alan Wake.
No, take a guess. Right, first look. Look, what's it look like? Firewatch.
Firewatch from Wyoming. Firewatch,
indeed. Yep. Reminds me of Firewatch. I saw this and I was like, ooh, this looks pretty cool. The official Steam description, I'll give it to you right now. A first-person narrative adventure set in the unforgiving Arctic. Your plane crashed in a storm, leaving only your court-mandated therapy bot for company as you journey to find your co-pilot and uncover the mysteries buried beneath the ice.
Cool.
Sounds kind of cool. Walking Sim, if I've ever heard it.
What's it called?
Arctic Adventure, or wait, excuse me, Arctic Awakening. Seems kind of cool. I'm excited. Again, very much a Firewatch art style.
Yeah,
it does not look like it. Looks cool. I'm excited. Look at the picture of a guy on a watch. Who's that dude?
I don't know.
The hell is that?
There's so many games, but hopefully this game doesn't get lost.
Nah, it won't. I mean, it might. But
I'm glad that you put this game in here. Yeah. I'm glad that.
Hey, we'll give the indies some love.
They seem to be the more reliable games this year.
True.
That's for sure.
Double A supremacy.
And my favorite games this year are all indie games.
I mean, yeah.
Clearly, the number one game of the year is made by an indie company. It's not a low budget game, but it's definitely an indie company.
There's 30 people that work at that company. Yeah. So that's about as indie as it gets. Frostpunk 2, the official release of Frostpunk 2 for consoles. It came out originally on PC like a year ago, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, I think
give or take.
Maybe.
This is like a city building, post apocalyptic.
Very cool game.
Instead of. Hell coming to Earth. What's a cold place? A famous cold place.
The North Pole. I don't know.
The North Pole from that movie. What's the Christmas movie?
I don't know.
Snowpiercer.
There we go. That's perfect. Yeah. The thing from Snowpiercer. That's your life now. Yeah. You live in Snowpiercer.
It's like a SimCity builder game. But there's also a story and there's really good
political intrigue.
Yeah.
You're the leader, right? I think is what's supposed. You're the leader of the city you build.
I think. I don't know.
And you have to keep everybody warm.
It's very hard though. Everybody dies in your first play. You get to play it over and over again. It's cool. I played it on PS5. I swear.
It was in early access for PlayStation and PC, but this is the 1.0 release.
I've been meaning to play the old ones.
Yeah, they're great.
They're on my list.
Do they have cars in this universe?
This is a great
looks like it.
Deck game.
Okay.
Wait, there's deck? Oh, Steam Deck. I get what you're saying. That makes sense. Yeah. Any one of these games feels like they're good Steam Deck games, like the city building style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's why I think a lot of these are just going to end up being like not this. This is too... you know, substantial and deep, but like I feel like a lot of these city building games are going to transition over to like mobile primarily as they start getting bigger and like stronger phones.
Maybe an iPad because there's a lot of little things. This is a mouse game for sure.
Have you ever wanted to vote / negotiate at a law hearing? Yeah. Then Frostpunk is the game for you.
Everybody turns on you really fast.
This is so funny. All right. Yeah, Frostpunk 2. People love this game, by the way. This is a very popular franchise. So play it out. Check it out. Good. Check it out. Next, Jump Space.
I don't know this.
This looks pretty cool. I won't lie to you. Is a mission-based co-op PvE for one to four players, where you are the crew of a spaceship, transition seamlessly from crewing the ship to on-foot exploration and spacewalks. Explore, upgrade, and survive intense encounters in deep space together.
Cool. He said a first-person shooter as he was running down the...
It reminds me a little bit of... What's the very popular game?
No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky.
No.
It makes me want to just jump back into No Man's
Sky. It does look like No Man's Sky. What's the where you're the cleanup crew?
I don't know.
You're the cleanup crew. It's 1v. Yeah, it's one to four players. Very popular.
The extraction one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Not Repo, though. Yeah.
The other one.
I haven't heard
of the funny one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that name?
I can't remember.
Isn't it like Ready? Who cares, man?
Who cares?
I don't care anymore.
This game looks out of this world.
That's good. Jeez. I like that. This does. I will say some of this stuff looks very cool. Like you can get on top of your ship and like as it's flying around and shoot people.
Yeah,
that's very cool.
How quick can you? I just tapped that one at the time. How quick can you YouTube something for me? I wanted to see the trailer for Active Matter.
I'm quick at the YouTubing.
Active Matter is a game that we didn't put on here, but it's I forgot about it. Came out last week, I think.
Gaijin.
Yes, Gaijin. So those guys like Enlisted.
War Thunder. World of Tanks. Yeah.
And the Aces.
World of Warships.
Tanks, but
No, World of Warships and World of Tanks are the same.
Yeah.
But Gaijin is not them.
Aces of Thunder is coming out too.
What the War hell is Thunder. That?
It's the it's a standalone plane version. Anyways,
got these guys.
This I hear this is really good.
This looks like Stalker.
Yeah,
but like crazy.
And this is an extraction shooter. It looks amazing.
Yeah, it does look really cool. And from what I hear, it runs well, and it's made by Gaijin, so everything's.
What'd you call me?
Everything's probably set up for you to. Have a horrible experience in the menu.
Yeah, and, true. And, yeah, definitely. There's going to be a lot of pay to win.
No, there's never pay to win in
Gaijin?
No.
Have you lost your mind? Are you want to play this game? Because you can buy
I don't play War Thunder.
You want to play, you can buy all the currency you've ever wanted.
I know you can, but
War Thunder, you want a tank and you could better shell out like $100.
You can pay to win in the Gaijin games.
Okay, but not in Enlisted.
That's, no, but there's not a lot to pay to win in Enlisted.
All right.
You know?
It looks great.
It does look great. But that's what worries me about something like this is like this is ripe for the old pay to win model if you wanted to make it that way.
Okay.
But we'll see, man. I don't know.
I didn't hear about it being pay to win.
Yeah. I mean, it could be great. It looks very cool.
This trailer is awesome.
That's the thing. Like I've become so and you're going to say become. I've become so jaded when it comes to these trailers where I'm just like I don't think any of this is actually how this is going to look at all.
I don't think it looks that bad.
I don't think it looks, no, but that's my point. I don't think it looks bad.
It looks too good to be true.
It looks too good to be true.
I don't know. It doesn't look that. It looks like, I mean, Stalker 2 exists, and that looks fantastic.
Yeah, but that was a better trailer than the Stalker 2 one.
Stalker was also a single player, right?
Yeah. Stalker is a single player. Yeah.
This would be some hard net code here.
Hard net, and it reminds me of...
It looks cool.
It also reminds me of Atomic Heart.
Yeah.
Like a lot like Atomic Heart. Yep. So, I don't know.
They're all European
developers. Shut up, it's fresh.
Here's the thing, Gaijin... They got the money. Yeah. God knows we're shelling out the cash for the War Thunders. Yeah. I love my War Thunder bucks.
I always consider Gaijin and the, is it 2H, 1H? I can't remember their name. The guys who make like the Verdun, Isanzo.
Oh, right.
And they announced another game, Gallipoli, that comes out next year.
Man, they do not care about, they're like, hey, we're just going to name this after World War One battle.
Yeah, they're just,
well, we don't care.
They're like, we like World War One.
Yeah.
And we're going to
respect
focus our game on the areas that they're fighting the battles.
They were like, let's release a game where people can't release classified information.
Yeah, that's true. And honestly, here's the thing. The Gaijin fans, find a way.
They'll find a way.
The AK doesn't shoot like this. Look at this classified information on it.
I can't believe that's a thing.
It's very popular. That's why I love the Gaijin folks, because they're just like, or the Gaijin fan base, they're just like.
How many visits have they gotten from different governments, you think?
A ton. All the time. Yeah.
Wow.
This does look very cool. Like, granted, hopefully this game's very good.
Okay.
Do they have a release date on this, by the way? I didn't see it.
It came out already.
Oh, it's already out.
Yeah.
Is it on console or is it on PC only?
No, only on PC. It'll come to console just like their other games.
Just think of me. I think it shows Xbox Series X at the end of this trailer, if I'm not mistaken, and it looped, so who cares? Okay. Nothing matters. Here we go. Series S, yeah, X, PS5. Join the multiverse now. Oh, man. That's a red flag word for me now at this point. Multiverse.
I think they mean it in a
right.
Annihilation style.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
We need an Annihilation game.
I love that.
Movie's great.
There is a game. It's based on the Annihilation series, yeah.
Mortal Kombat.
I can't remember what it was.
Wait, what? Hold on.
Can't remember. Oh, Hell Is Us.
Oh. It just came out.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
It has a tie to the books or what? Something. The author. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I gotta play that game.
Maybe not in universes, but the author, I think.
It's like very
yeah. It's a sister game. Oh my gosh, we gotta prove Grant wrong.
I'm not. I just can't remember the name of the author. Vandermeer.
Vandermeer. Okay. Yeah.
Great, great writer.
Yeah.
If you've ever wanted to read something, be like, I have no idea what the hell is going on.
Can we talk about the games we're playing first before we jump into the best part of our show?
Games we're playing right now. Guess the game. No, I'm just kidding.
So you're playing Borderlands and that's it.
Borderlands 4, playing Helldivers still, because I'm a little. I'm
really good. I played that for the first time last night.
What do you think?
Let's go 10 out of 10.
It's incredible.
It is.
It's a perfect video game.
It is really good.
Not perfect, but it's.
It's not perfect.
No such thing.
But yes, there is.
No such thing as a perfect game.
Yes, there is.
There's not.
Street Fighter 2 Turbo is perfect.
It's not perfect.
Counter-Strike 1.6 is perfect.
It's not perfect. It's so imperfect that they made a second one.
Rocket League's perfect.
Rocket League's not perfect either.
Okay.
Sorry. There's no such thing.
Yes.
Masterpiece. Not perfect, though. No such thing.
Okay.
Helldivers 2 is perfect.
Helldivers 2 is fun.
Extreme amount of fun.
Yeah. I like that game, and I was telling James that earlier today, that you can pause that game at any moment and frame it in your house, and it looks fantastic.
Mm.
It takes its toll on my boredom sometimes.
Yeah.
You can play for a good month. You can play good 3 weeks, and then you've seen everything.
Yeah, and unlocked everything.
So I guess when the DLC comes out, it's always a good time to jump back in, which one just came out recently.
I will say... There are some problems on the. I was playing so
on the Xbox. Yeah,
they're really trying to make people focus on the bugs because I don't think they want you to go to the other areas because that's where it really starts to kind of fall apart. I was playing the automatons yesterday, and if there are because automatons are when it feels I think they have the most amount of like structure in terms of like character design and everything like that.
Geometry.
It was freezing.
I would get
like 7 to 8 seconds of freeze. Play.
Was your fan and kicking
it'd be,
in?
No, wow, it'd be about 5 seconds. Okay. Freeze again. I was like, oof, this isn't good. But right, yeah, well, anyways.
I'm still playing Hollow Knight, Silksong. It, like I said beautiful. Last week, I think, it's just
hard.
It's hard for reasons that I don't like it for being hard, like the first one. The first one, the bosses get harder and harder. And the second one, the bosses are hard. It's just, it seems like it's more endurance based where they have more health. And also the save points are way further than it was. My favorite thing about the first one was exploring. This one, I don't even want to explore because I'm afraid I'm going to have to go back too far. You know what I mean? Because I didn't get to a bench.
It's got Medal of Honor frontline type save points.
Yeah.
In which there are none.
Yeah, I mean, worse than that. Yeah.
Yeah. Medal of Honor Frontline. Allied Assault. A lot of people call it that. I played Frontline. Allied Assault was the PC one.
I know.
I never played that. I played Frontline.
The PC one is actually just
the same game.
No, not really.
What?
And it's not really the same game.
I thought Frontline like was the console version of it.
No. Frontline came out first. It's the PC version is basically the best of.
Oh, okay.
In like different levels and stuff. Yeah. It's so good. I played it on PC first when I was younger. All right. And I'm also playing Red Dead Redemption 2, the game I hate everybody. I don't hate, but the game I always talk crap about it. I'm playing it on PC, my new PC. Yep. It does feel a lot better when it's running 120 frames, 144 hertz. But it is, I still get to the same spot where it's in the middle of the map. Where you're just like, when you start to learn how to fish and hunt and all that stuff.
Okay.
And I'm just like, I just get geared to fishing and then I have to do the missions.
Yeah.
And then go back do missions and go back, and the distance is too long. The time is too long, but I am appreciating it more because it is fantastic looking on my PC.
Arguably the best looking video game ever made.
And I guess arguably.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think with the most detail, like in terms of sound design.
Yeah, I mean,
visually, sound design, everything.
Detailed. That game, you could take a picture in any direction.
Sure. Definitely. Beautiful.
For sure. I mean, but you wouldn't want to take a video of it because people would fall asleep.
Come on, man. Honestly. You can talk to every NPC. Why don't you just do that?
Like it. I might finish it finally. Finally.
How far are you? Are you still your... which camp have you set up?
The second one.
Give me a location. Where? Like, are you close to Valentine?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Second one. Gotcha. Yeah. Are you shaving a lot?
No, I never shave.
Okay, so you go full beard.
Yeah.
You put any stuff in your hair? You get a haircut? No.
I see. That's the things I really don't like. Do I chop wood at my camp? Are you kidding me?
Jimmy does.
Did you run away from the farmer's wife?
My favorite part about that game is you can put the allotted amount of money for them to safely get away in the little bank.
Yeah, I know.
And then Dutch is like, we need more cash. And it's like, Dutch, I put $10,000 in there. I feel like
everything you do in that game is made for the player who has horrible anxiety and ADD. Yeah. It doesn't go with anything. Like you said, you could put as much money and silver watch as you can in that box. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
You're the only one doing it, too.
Yeah. And you can chop wood and it makes people happier. But I don't care. If I spend more than 3 minutes in that camp, I will shut down the game. I have to be doing something. I can't.
You pick up the ammo?
The characters aren't that great.
You get a bowl of soup? What's his name? I can't remember his name.
I know. I can't remember his name. But you have to do that, and or else your meter doesn't replenish. So it's like you have to do those things.
Awesome.
But no one likes doing them.
No, I
love it. It's only cool because it looks good. It's true. Only fun because it looks good.
It makes brain happy. Brain doing cool things.
Everybody's singing around the campfire sometimes.
I think when people, and a lot of people think this is the greatest video game of all time. I think that those people and me played video games completely different for completely different reasons. You ever
play poker for hours?
Yes.
In there?
No, in Red Dead.
In Red Dead, yes.
That's really?
I will go play poker and do the mini games way more. I'll go fishing.
It's my favorite poker simulator.
I mean,
I like it because
if Rockstar wanted to read
their faces and stuff. It's cool.
If Rockstar wanted to, they could make a poker.
But I love poker. I also like fishing, and the fishing game is good.
Oh, the fishing is incredible.
But do I like walking around camp? Do I like riding my horse forever? Do I like having my meter like have to replenish? I have to
get ready because that's what we're going to get in Grand Theft Auto.
I don't want to sleep like that. In Grand Theft Auto, I can drive a car and run people along the way home.
Yeah. That's your favorite thing in real life and in Grand Theft Auto.
But Grand Theft Auto designed as a sandbox first for fun. Red Dead Redemption is designed as a like West simulator.
Yeah, it's much more grounded. Yeah. It's much more grounded in that game.
Until the zombies.
Hey, we just made the most absurd thing you've ever made in Grand Theft Auto. Hey, you want a jetpack that'll launch you at 3,000 miles per hour in Grand Theft Auto? You know what we're going to do now? We're going to do horses.
You know what's really funny?
No. And their balls grow if you go into the summer. No. They shrink up if you go into the winter area. It's awesome. It's a perfect game.
Well, nobody watches streamers play Red Dead Redemption because...
Well, not anymore.
Well, no, even then. Because
5 years. It's like
you're just watching someone LARP and do dishes in a video game.
People love that.
I can't.
There's Red Dead RP, isn't there? Am I right?
Yeah, RP is way more fun because you create funny characters. Way more interesting than the characters in the game.
You're wrong.
The main character and John are awesome.
Okay.
I think they're great characters. I think there's half of them suck.
You haven't beaten the game.
Half of them suck.
You haven't even gotten to the end of the game.
I've played.
Spoiler alert. Most of them don't make it. Most of them don't make it to the end of the game.
It's the Oregon Trail all over again.
It's incredible.
I'd rather play Oregon Trail.
It's incredible. You're going to get to a point, you're going to be like, have you hung out? Have you been hanging with Lenny?
Yeah, we got drunk with Lenny.
Seems great.
It was great. Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's fun. Getting there is not very fun.
You just wait. It's going to get a whole lot worse because you're like, wow.
The journey to these fun areas are not fun. It's just not fun. It's the
journey, not the destination.
Yeah, and that's why people like it. They like the journey rather than the actual gameplay. Did you see the sunset in that over the mountains? Did you go through those woods and see that family that are like dying and holding each other?
Let us know in the comments right now if you enjoy this stuff or not.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's really good environmental story. They do it better in that game than they do in Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, I don't know. For sure. It's just, it's cool environmental storytelling when you're looking at something. When I'm playing it, I want to play. All right, let's move on.
I did one already, sorry.
Oh, no.
I thought for sure this was Borderlands because I thought this was like cell-shaded right here.
So, guess the game.
Welcome to Guess the Game. We're going to guess it. We got about 6 images here, and we got to guess the game depending on the image that we see. They progressively get easier depending on the number of guesses you put in. We've had a couple of one pieces. Yeah, because the last one's like a video.
Yeah, you're right.
And they give you hints as you go along. Yeah, so, number 2.
I say when we get to 6, we lose.
This is Metacritic score of 56%. That's rough.
I don't know what this... I still can't tell what it is. Are you... Steve, are you zoomed in?
I am.
Can you...
It looks like a Turok remake.
Hey.
You know,
hey,
let's
there.
Do that.
Hey there. Turok.
Let's do Turok.
Turok, the 360 version.
Yeah.
That terrible one.
I played the hell out of that game. Which is it?
Evolution.
Is it Evolution?
Oh,
that's a good guess, though. I like that.
Look at the monster right there with the reticle. And he has a health bar over his...
Does this not look cel-shaded to you, too?
No.
No? Okay.
That looks like Swamp Thing. Is this a DC game?
Swamp Things.
A DC... What? It has...
Swamp Thing's a thing.
No, it's not a thing.
I mean, it's a game.
I don't know that health bar reticle thing.
I don't know it either.
This is giving, like, Time Crisis vibes.
It is the PS3 360 version, or era.
PS3 and PS4. So it didn't come to next gen for Xbox, but it did for PlayStation.
That's funny.
That's interesting.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm thinking it's a PlayStation game.
I'm going to think it's a JRPG of some sort.
But I'm going to skip this one.
It looks like it has a shooter reticle.
Whoa. Action role-playing. I've never seen this in my life.
Oh, is this...
is this the...
Is this a crappy Monster Hunter game?
I was thinking it was a Darksiders.
I mean, of course it's not Monster Hunter.
No, not Darksiders. What's the name of the one with the three horsemen? Four horsemen of the apocalypse.
It's a Darksiders game.
Is it a Darksiders? Yeah. Can I do Darksiders?
Yeah.
Because we don't know what else it is. Darksiders, I'm going to go 3.
Yeah.
It's not Darksiders.
Nope. Oh, man.
2014 release.
What is this?
Oh, that's such a bad low resolution. Sybil is the name of the character.
Is this a Baldur's Gate game?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it could be a
don't sass me.
It could be a D&D inspired game.
Yeah, I think that's what we're looking at here.
Is this Dungeons and Dragons?
Is there a Dungeons and Dragons game?
Just type in Dungeons and Dragons.
There's an MMORPG.
Dungeons and Dragons Chronicles of Mystara.
No, that's an awesome arcade
game. I mean, Eye of the Beholder.
Just sure. Do that, yeah. I don't know.
Developers, spiders. Well, you got to watch out for those guys.
Okay, we're looking at it.
I've never seen this in my entire life.
I don't know what this is.
What the hell is this? I'm skipping because I have no idea.
We lost this one. I can't believe we're going to lose it. Bound by Flame. I remember this game.
Oh, yeah. Remember?
It was
No one does.
I remember. It was a bad launch game. This was a terrible PS4 launch game.
Oh, that's why it was on PS4 then.
Yeah.
Okay. Stupid. Here we go. Next one. This looks like Grand Theft Auto.
Sure does.
Like an older Grand Theft Auto 3. GTA 3. Saints Row, maybe. Could be a midnight club.
Too low
resolution of a car for a midnight club, though.
I don't think it's a driving game because of the car.
Are they fooling us?
I think it's, yeah. I don't think it's a driving game. I think it's like a third-person action game. There's a car in there.
Can I do Grand Theft Auto 3, though?
No, it's not 3.
What else would it be? Smart guy?
I don't know. Just go.
Saints Row 2.
I would say
Saints Row 2. Because you're not doing anything here.
I know.
86%.
I'm going to say...
It's a good score.
It looks like a Remedy game. Like Max Payne.
Yeah. It's very gray.
Looks like Max Payne 2.
Like both of these pictures are very gray and brown.
Do Max Payne 2.
All right. Maximum Pain 2. Nice! Yes!
Wow.
All right. Maximum Pain 2. Ragnarok.
Isn't that the game you just like... accidentally said
yeah,
that
I did.
What is the chance of that?
Oh, I knew it. I knew it.
Oh, we're gonna
That's
see
how their games used to look.
We're gonna see Bullet Time. So yeah.
Oh, we were just talking about this.
Yeah, because I mentioned Punisher.
These games are so corny. But the best. No, what? The best way.
Okay.
Look, you just see what he just did right there? Yeah, he shoots a guy once, and then he 360s and reloads.
You do that when you reload.
It's just it looks like he was about to curve the bullet.
Yeah, I know.
You're dodging bullets.
It was.
First of all, how dare you? You need to play this game. This game is fantastic. It's one of my favorite video games ever.
It's
not a bad
thing. It's the same way like Constantine is corny.
No, this game is fantastic.
We're going to get another Constantine.
We are going to. Honestly, Constantine ahead of its time.
Yeah.
It was good.
Okay. This is useless here.
This looks like Zelda in the sky. Like Breath of the Wild.
This is so bright. I'm sorry. Everyone's seeing a white screen right now.
Skyward.
There is no Zelda in the sky.
Yeah, there's barely any thing on this image. There was a little blue lines that kind of look like some sort of Skyward Sword.
This looks like Zelda. I know. Link. Sorry.
It does. It looks like a Zelda game.
Oh, I mean, this character model looks like Zelda.
Yeah. I don't know.
But it's not Zelda.
I can't tell you what that is.
Is this that Tetris game that came out?
Tetris?
Yeah, Tetris Attack.
No.
I thought maybe the background was like the...
Could they give us a better image?
No, that's kind of the hard part, right?
What the hell is this? Skipping that, sorry. Is this the Shadow of the Colossus?
No.
Okay. Skip. Ah, there he is.
I don't know.
I don't know who this is either.
I don't know, dude.
Ignition Tokyo.
Definitely a Japanese game.
Whoa. Oh boy.
What is this?
I've ever played that. Okay.
I've never seen this.
This looks like a fever dream. This looks like
it runs really well.
This looks like a scene from Jupiter Ascending. I'm skipping. Ah, El Shaddai. Ascension of the Metrotron.
You did say Ascending.
I was close.
Got that way.
Oof, man.
I have heard of that game, yeah. I don't think I've ever seen it.
Here we go. Now we're talking. This
looks like a...
This is Valo.
Valorant? It's A-N-T.
Okay. Valorant. Boom. Nope.
Oh, I don't know.
76%. This is an interesting image. This should be telling.
There was this top-down kind of Zelda-like game where you had a little sword and it was
You're describing every Zelda game.
It was like... No, I'm not. Like an old school Zelda game. And I can't remember what it was called. It was just one word. Starts with a T. Whatever. This might not be it.
This looks like the scene from Midsummer.
Yeah.
What are we doing, man? A prize ribbon.
I don't know.
For PS4, PS5, and PC. PlayStation exclusive. Our JRPG. Almost certainly. Because you get a prize ribbon.
It's like a Shin Megami Tensei.
Please tell me if I'm spelling this right. Okay.
It's not Persona. Maybe it's Persona.
Like the Persona 3, though?
Maybe.
No, PS4, PS5. That'd be 4. That'd be Persona 4.
Just do that.
It's not Persona. What the hell is this? That's a whole ass tape recorder.
It's a microphone.
With a tape recorder.
I don't know.
This is like
it's an adventure game.
Okay, so this is a woman holding a tape recorder. The microphone on one end. There's also this. Okay, skip. What is this, dude? 2023.
I don't know.
Is this the?
It looks like it was made by.
That's the walking simulator.
I'm doing Shenmue.
No, it's not Shenmue.
I'm thinking Shenmue, the new one, 3. He is walking.
This is not what I was thinking it was.
Dude, I don't know, man. It's not what I was thinking either. Dude, we lost again.
Season, a letter. All
right. I've never heard of that game.
All right, guys. All right, guess the game.
Come on, guess the game. Right, look at all that. Wow, look at that red. Spider-Man.
Oh, you know what I was thinking of? I was thinking of what's the World War II game where the bad guys invade New York City? Xbox 360 game. Your guy has a wallet chain for some reason, even though it didn't make any sense in the 1940s.
You're not thinking of Resistance, are you?
No, nope, aliens, nope, World nope, War II? Nope, 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 nope. Damn it. I own this game.
I know what you're talking about. I can't, we always make fun of it. What does it go? It starts with a B. I don't know. So bad. Why do we do this at the end of the show? It's called Black Watch.
That's not what I was thinking, but it's not the game that I was thinking.
No, I can't think of it. Now. I don't know. This is too hard.
That's what she said. Okay.
Okay, it's getting a little more.
Okay, PS3, Xbox 360. This has got the Gears look to it. It's not Gears.
Is it Dark Sector?
I like that. That's when that's the guy that he's got the glaive.
The glaive, yes.
Dark Sector. I like that. That's a good pick. I like that guess, though. Bloody is all get out here. We might get banned for this.
I don't know. Is this a, what is that? I keep saying I don't know.
My Batman. Bad. It's not Batman.
No, there's no blood in Batman.
No, I know. Even though Batman definitely.
What was that God of War
Batman kills
clone people. Game where you play Dante and the.
Dante's Inferno?
Dante's Inferno.
Is that what you're talking about?
Maybe.
Uh-oh, which one is it? It's not Dante's Inferno.
Oh, this is.
Look at the minimap.
This is Protégé.
Oh, Prototype.
Prototype.
Yeah.
One?
Yeah, the two. First one.
First one.
It's the second one. It's the second one. Man, this game, a lot of people like this game. I did not like this game.
The trailer was so good.
Yeah, it was another one of those where the trailer sold a much better product than I think we got.
But
much
it
more
was
like,
all right.
Much more in the, it's like a worse version of Infamous.
Yes. It's not as good as Infamous.
Yeah. Same style, though.
And they're kind of around the same time.
Anti-hero type dude.
Okay, we got one.
Wow, this is crazy. What the hell is this?
Metal Gear Solid.
All right, Metal Gear Solid 2. What if it's Metal Gear Solid Delta? But what is that? Is it just 2?
Yeah.
Sons of Liberty. Nope.
Ooh.
94%. That's gotta be. That's extremely high.
It could be Metal Gear.
And no, because it's not on the.
No, it would be.
It is the yellow.
Okay.
It definitely does look like
Metal Gear. It does look like Metal Gear.
But. Is that a Weyland Yutani?
Weyland Yutani?
What is that called?
Weyland Yutani?
Yutani symbol?
It was Weyland Yutani.
Shut up.
Alien. Is there an older Alien game?
Alien Isolation.
But Alien Isolation didn't look like this. Look how pixelated. There's no way. Yeah, and it definitely didn't get it 94%.
No.
Sorry, right. Sorry,
94%.
No, sorry, the
isolation.
No,
sorry, the isolation, people.
It kind of looks like Ace Combat, that reticle.
I like that shout. I do like that. Ace Combat. Never played these games.
Something with that.
Like just 7 or six or whatever. I don't know.
Dreamcast.
We haven't seen anything in the sky yet.
A Dreamcast?
Sega. The only thing they had going for them.
No.
I'm just kidding.
There's, what is the dead game? Typing of the Dead is like one of my favorite games.
House of the Dead?
House of the Dead.
2 and 3 Return?
Just no, it's 2, but.
I mean, it's not.
Oh, this is Code Veronica.
Come on, man.
Resident Evil Code Veronica. So easy.
This got a 94%?
So good.
I thought this wasn't very highly regarded.
What? Code Veronica. Are you talking about? It's one of the most highly regarded Resident Evil games.
Code Veronica is?
It's one that's lined up next to be remade. If it keeps going in order.
No, next one's 5.
In terms of the story.
I hope they do 5. All right. Oof.
Okay.
I've seen this before.
Me too. This looks like Metro.
Metro! All right.
2033.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good guess. Could be Last Light. Nope.
Oh, man. That sure does look like a Metro game.
82%. It could be.
Is it that Journey to the West game?
Which one?
Or the one where Andy Serkis plays monkey?
King Kong?
No. No.
Love that game. I love that game.
Odyssey. Journey to the West.
Journey to the West.
He's spelling Odyssey.
Yeah, really that's close, though. Isn't it just Journey to the West? Exodus? No.
No, Odyssey.
God, it's not in here.
They're Enslaved, Odyssey to the West. Sorry.
There we go. See, you were getting at me. You didn't even know what you were talking about.
Oh, I know this game.
This is PC only.
I know this game. You're like, that's like.
You're describing the picture. Are you Sauron here? Is that what you're supposed to be looking like here?
I totally know this game. I just don't know where I know it from.
I don't know what this is. I've never.
It's like,
Oh, yeah.
I know. Hold on. It's got a great title.
Yep.
Do you know what it is?
Nope.
It's
Finch,
not Finch.
The Witness. Edith Finch.
Stop. Not Edith Finch, but it's similar.
What Remains of Edith Finch? It's not What Remains of Edith Finch? Yeah,
do that. Is that it? What Remains? No. That's not it. I don't waste it. It's called
The Witness. Is it the awesome title? Is it the, like, brothers one?
No, it's when you're solving a mystery. This is the very beginning of the game.
I think this
it's a walking simulator, sort of. Just do What Remains.
Yeah, that's what I think.
It's not What Remains. Yeah, it's called.
What is this kid tied up?
Yeah, you're solving like this cool murder.
Oh, is this the one that's like very David Lynch? And you're not the FBI really. Agent?
Not really. Dude, you can like.
How look about you in shut up? I'm just
gonna- This game is not only on PC, by the way.
I'm skipping.
It's on console.
It's Astronauts.
I'm never gonna know it because it's a long title and it's awesome. The Vanishing Ethan of Ethan Carter.
Dude, that's right. Edith Finch, Ethan Carter. Not that different.
Not that
far apart. That's fair. Ethan Carter. I do remember this game.
It's a crack.
It's very pretty.
A lot of curveballs today.
Yeah.
I love that game.
But let's
that
do one more. Awesome. One more okay. For the road. Shout out your fam. Ooh, very Art Deco. I like
Hades.
This.
Hades. Okay. Which is coming to Game Pass, by the way, if you've never played
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. This month.
Hades, I was going to say Bioshock, but 59? It's got a 59%, so it's not Bioshock.
Oh, they got bad games on here.
Yeah, this is tough. I have no idea. This is a terrible picture, too. Mommy, me, daddy, Danny, Dawn. I thought it said Danny.
Dawn is a shadow character.
PS4, PS3. Again, another one that was on PS3, made the jump to PS4, but not Xbox One.
We can tell that this is wrong. They didn't put Ethan Carter on Xbox is where I played it at. Is it was a PC game. Yeah,
that's true. So we can't even look at this and say it's legit. Maybe it's when it initially released.
Maybe.
The girl in a wet dress?
Just skip it. I'm never going to get this. Right. Puzzle
platformer?
No.
I know The Witness.
This is not The Witness.
It's better than skipping every time, all right? Whatever.
Is it that...
They got clothesline.
Hold on. It starts with an F.
Foot Remains of Edith Finch.
I keep thinking Fables, but it's like Forsaken.
Forspoken? No, that's a bad one.
Just skip man. It.
We'll skip it, and then we'll skip it again, and then we'll play another one. Contrast. Shout out Contrast. We'll do one more because that one doesn't count. All right, okay. Here we go. Now we're rolling.
Oh, yeah, this game.
Halo.
Thief.
Thief. All right, I like that. That's a good guess. Thief, one of the weirdest heel turns in a video game I've ever seen.
No. You talking about Geralt or Garrett?
No. Not heel turn, but like twists in terms of where the story goes. Because you start off as just a lowly thief in like the Middle Ages. And then it's just...
You talking about the Middle Age?
Yeah. It's just...
92%.
Absolutely insane. This looks like a Medal of Honor game.
Yeah,
do it. An airplane.
Do Medal of Honor. We did talk about it.
Original OG Medal of Honor.
Good job.
Whoa. Oh man, I thought I was gonna walk out here looking like an idiot, but here we are.
Good job.
All right, look like where, that's where
we
idiot.
Can end it.
Okay, let me zoom in. We were looking at like a rock.
You know what gave it away? Here? You know what gave it away? The airplane. I saw this airplane. I was like, that looks like a bomber or something.
What didn't it give away is it's a clear path with invisible walls.
True.
That's usually.
God, these reticles too. These were man, what a game. The OG Medal of Honor. Look at this. Beautiful.
Underground was also good, which is a sequel.
Developed by DreamWorks Interact. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why. But that's how you get.
That's how Steven Spielberg got his start.
Yeah. No. He got his hand in it.
I'm going to make a video game.
Yeah. Then.
Shout out to EA. Yeah. True.
I think EA ported it.
Then they made Warfighter, and then it was all over.
I remember when this game came out, I remember Spielberg being like, graphics are so good and storytelling is good now. And it was like original PlayStation.
Yeah. That's when
we're
like,
in the 3D world. Man.
Yeah.
Even though this game is still really good, it holds up really good. If you play it today, it still holds up.
I played the Pearl Harbor one. That's the first one I ever played. I can't remember what that one's called.
Yeah, but that's after this. That's a generation after this.
Rising? Something?
Yeah.
Something Rising?
Pacific Rising?
Pacific Rising? Yeah, something like that. And then I played Frontline. Yeah. But yeah.
Frontline's way better.
Agreed. All right. That's going to wrap it up. We're going to end on a high note here. Medal of Honor. Bring back Medal of Honor. Be very
nice. They tried a couple times.
They did try. All right. We'll be back next week. We'll talk some more video games. Hey, I'll talk about Dying Light because I will be playing that. I will play Dying Light and I'll let you know.
I'm definitely going to be playing that cool extraction shooter.
Active. I remember the name of it.
I don't remember what it was.
Shout out Gaijin.
Yeah, shout out Gaijin. And I'll be playing Skate a lot.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to play that too. We'll talk about that next week.
Okay.
All right. See you guys next week. Peace. Bye.